My name is Dolly Boney. My girls and I participated in last year's fashion show, so this will be our second year. I have a squirrel parka made by my mom, Carrie Herman. She gifted it to me about 15 years ago. My middle daughter, Peyton, is wearing an otter parka made by my mom, Carrie Herman, about 30 years ago. And my youngest daughter, Riley, is wearing a mouton parka. They both are borrowing them from my sister, Irma. That mouton parka was made probably about 35 years ago. My daughter Brittany is wearing a squirrel parka as well, made by Natalia Berlin from Nunup, and that was gifted to her by her dad and I when she graduated from high school last year. My parka is copied from the Mikoryak style pattern. That is originally where my mom is from Mikoryak. The squirrel that Brittany is wearing, that is more tundra style from Nunup. They represent your family. The love that was put into making the parka is what represents us. We're very honored and very blessed to be gifted these beautiful pieces of work that we will continue to cherish and pass down from generation to generation.
Stella Yvonne, I'm gonna be wearing it. My mother-in-law Ruth Yvonne, she made this, and this fur's black rabbit cow skin and wolverine fur. I helped my mother-in-law put the beads on the area she told me to do, and she did the rest. When we used to have culture heritage at Tuksuk, and one of the ladies were showing us how to make parkas, not big kind, but like small ones. My dad's from Tuksuk Bay, and my mom's from Michigan. My mother-in-law, Ruth Yvonne, she's one that made it for me, because, how do you say it, I'm her first daughter-in-law. She got done with this 2014.
My name is Saima Chase, and then this is Yanni Chase. And this is Alice Carroll. She's my niece.
I'm wearing a parka.
She's wearing a traditional pullover sunshine roof parka, and it's made to replicate her great great grandma from Sisolik, where we're from. And she's got, it's made from muskrat bodies, calfskin inlays and calfskin for the trim, and a wolf and sea otter ruff, and wolverine tassels. And he has a little boy's muskrat parka with a wolf ruff and sea otter cuffs and calfskin and wolverine trim. And he has wolverine tassels and muskrat heads down the back of his hood. So it's our family pattern, and there's no like meaning to it, but it's pretty intricate compared to hers that we made.
Let's give these ladies a round of applause.